Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
We start this hour in California, where the Mendocino Complex, a combination of two separate fires in Northern California, is now the largest fire in California history. And the Carr Fire in Redding, which has been burning for 2 weeks, is, according to state officials, the most destructive in the state this year. 7 people killed, more than 1,000 homes destroyed. So how are people faring? Hannah Kuiper, her husband Nico, and their year-and-a-half-old son Jackson fled their home a week ago. They lost it to the fire. They're living at her mother-in-law's. Hannah, this must still be reverberating.
Yeah, definitely. It's been about a week now, but we've had so much support. We've had time to process it as well as we could. But yeah, it was definitely quite the experience.
Yeah, well, and thankfully, your child is teething because you were up with him at, you know, 1 or 2 a.m. and you saw the alerts on your phone and you saw that there was a roadblock on your street. That gave you at least a tiny bit of time to pack. What'd you pack?
You know, in the moment, we didn't know how fast the fire was coming or when it would be here, so we grabbed what we could. We took important papers, some clothes, some of my husband's tools, but we really didn't grab that much. Like, looking back, we wish we would have grabbed more.
Yeah. What do you wish you'd grab?
You know, there's some things like my son's baby book that I couldn't find in the moment, some pictures, things like that.
Yeah, you did get the hand-painted first Mother's Day handprint.
Yes, I did. Thank goodness.
I'm so glad. Look, you know, have you seen your home? Have you seen your neighbors' homes?
Yeah, we were able to go back to the property. Our area was hit pretty hard, so it's hard to see our homes, our neighbors' homes, friends, things like that. It's hard to see that all gone.
Yeah. Do you think, I know you're staying at your mother-in-law's and there's a lot of grandparents and, you know, your son thinks this is a big party, all his cousins are there. But do you feel in shock? What do you think your state is?
Yeah, I think we're all still in shock. I mean, it's still, like, you look outside, it's still, there's ash falling from the sky still. We haven't been able to really get back to the property more than that one time.
Yeah.
So definitely, I would say still a lot of us are in shock, yeah.
Well, and interesting, you remind us your house also had been a source of income. I mean, a house is so much to people, but you've been doing Airbnb rentals while you were finishing school to be a therapist, but you have finished. You're working again as a marriage and family therapist, so you don't need that income as much, but you forget what we lose when we lose homes, maybe even an Airbnb.
Yeah, definitely. There's, you know, we've been so blessed and supported by community members, family, strangers that we don't even know. So I appreciate all that so much. So we're not in a rough spot or anything like that. But you lose a lot of things that you don't really think about, like memories and things like that.
Well, you say you're not in a rough spot. I mean, you lost your house.
Well, I mean, we're we're in a rough spot, and it's a terrible thing, but there's so much gratitude for, like, I can't even explain the amount of support and generosity that I've seen in this community as a whole.
What are some of the things you're seeing?
Yeah, so I had a good friend of mine set up a GoFundMe account, and the outpour from strangers, family, community has been amazing. And then just donations for my son to make sure he has clothes and toys and diapers and wipes. There's just been a lot.
Well, you know, there's been lives lost, lots of animals lost. This is an area where, you know, animals mean a lot to people. That's why they're in some of these areas so they can have their animals. And so there was a hopeful note for you that we want to mention because a lot of people love seeing this picture. We're going to put it at hereandnow.org. A chicken and a cat huddled at a doorstep looking as if they'd done 10 rounds with each other. The firefighters found them huddled there for safety on this porch. And this is your chicken?
Yeah, it is. And it was a pretty cool story. We didn't know that it survived when we were leaving. We didn't have room, so we just let the chickens out and just hope for the best. And then a couple days later, my neighbor sent me a message, and she said, "Wow, that's amazing about our neighbor's cat and your chicken." And I had no idea what she was talking about. And then I saw the news stories on it. And we called around the vets in Reading and we found it and we gave our address and they said, yep, that's where we found it. And we were able to pick it up and bring it to my mother-in-law's house. And it's running around with six other chickens right now.
This is Brownie, the chicken who survived the fire. We understand the firefighters actually went back to make sure the chicken and the cat were okay. You need these signs of life.
Yeah, so the firefighters, they got them in a kennel together and brought them to the vet. And it's just a heartwarming story in all of this sadness.
Yeah, of survival. Hannah Kuiper from Reading, California. Again, her home was destroyed in the car fire. Hannah, we wish you and your neighbors the very best. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you. I appreciate it.